Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Sanjian Accessible AM-FM radio with auxiliary function, i.e. you can plug in an auxiliary device to play it through the radio's speakers, such as an Envoy Connect. And this radio, as well as the Envoy Connect, is sold through the Vision Store at Vision Australia. And if you're interested in grabbing a hold of this radio, you can contact the Vision Store in a number of ways. You can email visionstore@visionaustralia.org, especially for international purchases. You can ring us up in Australia on 1300 847 466. And of course, you can visit the online shop to purchase it online via shop.visionaustralia.org. So what I thought I'd do first of all is just give you a physical description of the radio, and then we'll go through some of its functionality for you. So I've currently got it sitting on the table in front of me, and it's what I would say a medium-sized radio. So it's not ultra huge, but it's not small either. Okay, so I'm not going to go through the dimensions and the weight. When you don't have the batteries in it, it's actually extremely light because it plugs in to power. It also runs on 6C batteries, which you can put in the back of the unit extremely easily by just opening up the little door, which I'll get to in where it is in a minute. And the reason why it's a reasonable size, because at the front of it, you've got two large stereo speakers, which are raised up from the front face of the actual unit. If I do this, that's the actual speakers. It's got a tactile surface on both left and right stereo speakers, as I said, quite large. The rest of the unit, it actually feels really smooth and extremely solid in your hand. Okay, so they're the two stereo speakers, left and right at the front. Above those two front speakers, you've got a little LCD display. And then below that little display on the right-hand side, you've got one button. Again, all these buttons on the radio are tactile and or braille. So this tactile round button feels like it's got a little hole in it. You press that on and it turns, like I just mentioned, the radio on and or off when you press it. Then if we come below that button, and if you like, let's say about a third of the way up from the bottom, you've got two rows of buttons. The first row of five buttons are tactile. They've got little, I like to call them emojis on them. So little different shapes to denote each particular button and its function. And then below that row, you've got five buttons again, which have actually got braille on it, A, B, C, D, or E. Or if you want to do it in computer braille, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. So the five buttons on the top row going from left to right, you've got the button that switches between AM, FM, and AUX or auxiliary mode, i.e. that's where you can plug in, say, an Envoy Connect and play your Daisy book from the Envoy Connect through the speakers of the Sanjian Accessible AM-FM radio. Then to the right of that button, you've got a menu button, and that allows you to actually select different menu choices, including voice, language, and so on the actual radio. To the right of that, the third button along, you've got the alarm button. To the right of that again, this is the fourth button in the row, you've got the sleep button. And then the one on the right-hand side, the fifth button, you've got the time button. And then the row below that I said that had braille on it from A to E, or if you're a computer braille user, 1 to 5, they're your saved radio frequencies for either AM or FM. So you can have 5 saved FM favorites or 5 saved AM favorites. Right, so that's the front of the actual unit. Let's do the back to get the back out of the way. And of course, the back of the unit has a nice huge door with one of those little pullback levers just in the middle of the back of the actual radio itself. And if I pull it up and back, I've just opened up the battery compartment, which contains 6C batteries. Okay, so I've just put them in myself. This unit runs on both power and battery. And I've had these batteries in for quite a while now, and they haven't hardly been used at all. So it's going to last quite a long time. And excuse my voice today, I'm also getting over a cold, so I might sound a bit croaky than normal, and you might hear the occasional cough from me. All right, so that's the battery. It's got a little ribbon in it, of course, which we all know we put under our batteries so that when you want to take them out, you pull them up and you can pull the all the batteries out. Okay, so I'm just going to push my batteries back down again. There we go, back in, and I'm going to close the door. Okay, so if I put it back upright again, and on the left-hand side, going from the top to the bottom, we have a switch, which is up or down. If I flick it down.
Switch FM to mono.
Okay, it's actually, remember, this is a talking accessible radio. So it said switch AM to mono, which means both speakers would play in mono stereo. Flick it back up again.
Switch FM to stereo.
Switch FM to stereo. So that's the FM stereo mono switch. Below that, we have the auxiliary port. So if I plug in auxiliary cable into it, now.
Connect the aux in.
Okay, so it says connect the aux in. If I pull the cable out.
Disconnect the aux in.
It says disconnect the aux in, which is actually very nice. The one below that is our earphone jack. So if I plug it into the cable, into the earphone jack.
Connect the earphone.
So it says connect the earphone. If I take it out.
Disconnect the earphone.
It says disconnect the earphone. And then it's the adapter for the power below that. I believe it's a single pin adapter, but don't quote me on that one. And again, when you plug it in, it'll tell you that it's actually plugged in. And of course, when you take it out, it'll tell you it's taken out. So that's the left-hand side of the unit. The right-hand side of the unit, on the right-hand side, we have a lovely big towards the top. And it does make lovely clicking sounds. The tuner knob for the radio. So you can actually tune this manually, or you can do an auto scan, which I'll show you how to do it, to pick up various radio stations. And of course, when you're on a radio station, you can then save it as a favorite. And then that's towards the top on the right hand side, then towards the bottom on the right hand side, a little bit up, you've got a nice smaller knob, which is actually your volume control. And then finally, and what I promise, well, that's the last bit I'm going to get into, and then we'll get on to playing with the radio. Finally, we've got a fold-in handle on the top. So if I pull it up from the back and towards me, I've got a nice little carry handle, quite sturdy again. And then I put the handle back down and feel in the middle, I've got an extendable aerial that I'm going to put up and out of the actual top of the unit. And then I can extend it up. And it's probably about 60 centimeters. So it's a very large aerial. So I'll pop that back down again. Telescopic aerial back in, and then I'm going to put it back to the top of the unit. Now, without the unit turned on, we've already discovered that if I plug in the auxiliary port or the earphone jack, it talks to us. If I change the FM switch between mono and stereo, it talks to us. If I press some of the buttons on the front here now, so if I press the time, which is the fifth button from the left,
it is 11:55.
Okay, so it says it's 11:55. If I press the sleep button, so the fourth button from the left.
Sleep timer, 60 minutes.
Tells me the current setting of the sleep button. If I press the third button from the left.
Alarm off.
That tells me that the alarm's off. And if I press it again.
It is 11:55.
It gives me the current time, okay? So I'm just going to.
Alarm off.
I'll leave it there for the moment. So second button from the left, if I press that now, it'll go into the different menu options. And then the first button, the left one, which will be the first one, is of course the AM FM aux switch, which at the moment if I press, of course doesn't talk because the radio's not on. All right, let me press the menu button. So second button from the left on that top row.
Set the voice on.
Turn the voice on, because you can have this voice off if you don't need it. If you're a low vision person, you don't want the actual radio talking to you, you can turn it off. So if I come to the top knob on the right-hand side, which I said was the tuner button, this also acts as, if you like, an accessories button for settings and other functions. So if I rotate the knob clockwise,
on.
It's on. If I rotate it anti-clockwise,
off.
It's off. All right. So I'm going to put it back on for me.
On.
Now I'm going to press in the button to go to the next option.
Set the voice language, English.
This is set the voice language. If I do it clockwise.
English.
English. Do it counterclockwise or anti-clockwise.
Spanish.
We've got Spanish, so I'm going to put it, rotate English. Back to English. Now, of course, if I wanted to set any one of these, I would press it in on the option that I wanted, okay? Now I'm going to press select again.
Set the voice volume 3.
Now, remember, this is the voice volume. It's not the voice of the radio. So if I rotate clockwise.
Voice volume 4. Voice volume 5.
Rotate anti or counterclockwise.
Voice volume 4. Voice volume 3. Voice volume 2. Voice volume 1.
And that's the lowest we can go. So I'm going to rotate clockwise.
Voice volume 3. Voice volume 4.
Okay, and I might just leave it on 4 this time at the moment. Press that button in again.
Set the time format, 24 hour.
So set the time format 24 hour. If I do a clockwise rotate.
24 hour.
That's 24 currently. So if I do a counterclockwise.
12 hour.
It's 12 hour. Okay, that's for the time. I'm going to select 12 just by pressing the tuning button in, as usual. Yeah, press it
set
in.
The AM tuning step, 9 kHz.
Okay, this is going to the next option. Set the AM tuning step. So if I do counterclockwise.
9 kHz.
9 kHz. Counterclockwise, sorry.
10 kHz.
10 kHz. So I had it set on 9, so going back to the left.
9 kHz.
And I'm going to push in the tuning button again.
Software version, FIT 24.
That's the software version. Push it again.
Menu options saved.
And it says menu options saved. So let's say, for example, I wanted to put that time back to 24 hour. So I'm going to press the menu. So second button from the left.
Set the voice on.
And then I'm going to press in select on the, or push in the tuning button, top on the right hand side.
Set the voice language. Set the voice volume. Set the time format. 12
okay.
hour.
Okay. Clockwise rotate.
24 hour.
Press select or press the button in, sorry.
Set the AM tuning step. Software version, menu options saved.
And there we go, I've saved it. Now we've got some of our basic settings set up, ready to go. I'm actually going to turn the radio on now. So the on button, remember, was the single button by itself, just below the little LCD display at the top of the display. And by the way, that little LCD display is raised up from the face, or from the front face of the Syngene accessible radio. All right, I'm going to turn on. I'm going to press the button in once.
Power on, aux in band, 100% battery level.
So it told me that it was turning on and it's in the aux band, the auxiliary function, and that the batteries were at 100%. I want to get back to, let's say, FM radio. So the first button on the top row was the AM FM aux toggle. So I'm going to press that once.
FM band.
That's FM.
FM 107.
So it gives me the frequency.
And Victoria, mother and daughter from Queensland.
So turn the volume
and a father
down.
And daughter from South Australia.
Okay, I'm going to press that button again.
AM band.
This is AM.
AM 576.
Gives me the frequency, which is nothing currently playing. And I'm going to press it again.
Aux in band.
Back to aux in band. And press it again.
FM band.
FM band.
FM 107.
Gives me the frequency.
7.7.
Hospital for treatment.
And starts playing.
Just thought there's five surfers
in the
world title
race
over.
So remember, on the right hand side again, the top one is tuner and the bottom one's volume. Now, this is the maximum volume. We're just going to do this very quickly because it'll blow your ears out otherwise.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
One in four people in us.
Okay, so I've just turned the volume right down. So the FM radio is turned right down, but I can still find out the time just by the built in voice, remember, because the voice is independent volume wise from the radio. So I'm going to press the time, which was the fifth button from going from left to right. Okay, so the last button on the row on the right hand side.
It is 12.3, 100% battery level.
Okay, so even though the radio is not playing as such, I've still got the normal volume of the voice. So just keep that in mind, that the voice volume is separate from when you're playing an AM or FM radio station. Because then if I turn it up, instruments were invented. That's the radio playing. And then we press the time button again.
It is 12.4, 100% battery level.
Music of the greatest generation. Do it again.
FM 107.7, 100% battery level.
Okay, now let's say, for example, you wanted to actually tune the time. Then if I hold in that time button.
Start to synchronize the clock time using Arties with CT signals.
Okay, so it's starting to synchronize the time. So that's actually really good. I just had the pause recording and go and get a mail package just turned up. So I've turned the radio back on and I've just turned the volume down while I'm talking. What I wanted to show you was to get access or save a favorite. Okay, so I'm just going to turn the volume back up a little bit. I'm going to press my first favorite, which is going to be A or 1.
Recall the preset 1 FM 102.5.
Okay, and that's on nothing at the moment. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a auto tune. So I can do this two ways. I can do a manual tuning and then save it, or I can do an auto tune, i.e. auto scan. So if I do a clockwise rotate on the tuning knob on the top right hand side.
FM 102.6. FM 102.7. FM 102.8.
Let's go back.
FM 102.3. FM 102.2. FM 102.1.
Okay, so it's not really finding anything at the moment, just doing it manually. So because I'm going anti-clockwise or counterclockwise, so what I'm going to do is press in the tuning knob once, and that'll start a scan in the direction I'll be moving.
Seek down.
So it says seek down.
FM 101.3.
Okay, and it's found that particular frequency, okay? I think it was 101.3. Now, if I do a clockwise rotate,
FM 101.4.
It's only slightly off that channel.
FM
I'll keep going.
101.5.
Okay, now because I've been going clockwise, if I press the tuning knob in once, it's going to scan up.
Seek up.
So it says seek up.
FM 104.5.
So it's found 104.5. So I'm going to go back to that 101.3, so I'm going to press, I'm going to rotate the knob to the left,
FM 104.1,
and now I'm going to do an auto scan, so press in the tuning knob once,
seek down,
and we should get to
101.3.
Okay, now I want to save it as a favorite, so I'm going to hold in the 1 or the A button, holding it in now.
Store the preset 1 FM 101.3.
And I've saved the preset. So if I just
FM
turn the knob.
102.0.
So we're on nothing. Now I'm going to press number 1 or A in Braille.
Recall the preset.
Which is the bottom left hand button on the bottom right.
1.3.
There we are. Number 2 or B
recall
is.
Recall the preset 2 FM 96.3.
Okay, and I'm just going to do one more, my 3 or C.
Recall the preset 3 FM
107.7, which is the Triple M here on the Central Coast, New South Wales. Alright, so I'm just going to turn the volume down because I don't need the radio playing for this last bit. I just want to show you how you can set the time stuff manually. Alright, so if I hold in that rotor button and not being in a function. So I'm going to hold in that rotor or the tuner button in.
Set the hour.
That's 12. Set the hour. So if I rotate clockwise.
13.
Or anti-clockwise. 12. It's going up and down. So that's for the hour. If I press it again.
Set the minute.
Just press 18. It quickly. That's the minute. 18. Clockwise.
19.
Counterclockwise. 18. If I want to select that, of course, with the previous one, I push the button in, as I did with the previous menu system. Press it again.
The clock option saved. It is 12, 18.
Okay, and it's saved the clock options. So if you want to manually set the time, that's how you do it, rather than trying if that auto-tuning time function doesn't work when you hold in the time button. Remember, that's on the top row above the Braille favorite buttons, and it's the fifth button from the left. What I want to finish up with is just plugging in something external to let you see what it sounds like. Now I've got my Envoy Connect here. Okay, and I've just plugged it in. And remember when the radio is playing, remember that the volume of the speech is separate to the radio. So I can still leave the radio turned down, but I can still press my buttons because the radio is on. So I'm going to press the button to rotate between AM, FM, and auxiliary.
AM band.
So remember that was the first
AM
button
five,
on
seven,
the left-hand
six.
Side at the top. So currently I've got nothing on there. And remember, it's not going to play because I've got the volume turned down. I'm going to press it again.
Auxin band.
That's auxin band. So I'm going to plug this auxiliary cable in. It's just a normal audio cable going from my Envoy Connect.
Connect the aux in.
Okay, now I'm going to have to turn it up because I've got the volume turned down, so I'm going to turn it up on the volume knob. So if you wonder how far you can turn it up without blasting your ears out, if I put my fingers on the knob, as say at 9 and 3, and then rotate them so my fingers are now at 12 and 6, take my fingers off, put my fingers back 3, and rotate again clockwise. So my fingers are now again at 12 and 6, take my fingers off, put my fingers back at 9 and 3, and rotate. I can just go almost to a 12 and 6 rotation. So let's say 2.5 rotations, if we want to do it that way, is the maximum volume. So I'm going to put mid-range. I'm just going to turn it counterclockwise back down to the bottom, and yes, it will stop, as opposed to the actual tuner knob, which will just keep going infinitum. So I'm going to do one rotate and then maybe another half a rotate. And now I'm going to turn on my Envoy Connect with the power button. And that's the Envoy Connect playing through the speakers of the Zengene
Envoy radio. Connect, quick start guide, and additional features.
And I'm going to press play.
About this recording. This guide has been produced at the studios.
And of course, I can use the volume up buttons on the Envoy Connect. Turn it down.
The first section,
I'll turn it up.
Quick start guide. And the second section is the user guide.
Of course, I can turn the volume up on the radio. Which contains further information
and additional features.
Or turn it down. Let's go back to mid-range.
The Envoy Connect.
And of course, while it's playing as normal, I can get the time by pressing the fifth button on the top row from the left.
It is 12:23, 100% battery level.
Buttons. Upper middle is the bookshelf button. Upper right is...
And I just press the play pause button on the Envoy Connect. And that's going to turn the Envoy Connect off. Holding in the on-off button. Okay, it's there. It's off. It's still in auxiliary mode. So I'm going to take the cable out.
Disconnect the aux in.
Now I'm going to plug in my earphones.
Connect the earphone.
Now, I just want to show you. So if I go back to FM radio, what's going to happen is you're just still going to hear the radio speak. All right. So I'm actually going to press the toggle button. So the first button on the top row.
FM band.
Okay, and I'm going to turn my volume up.
107.7.
I'm going to turn my volume up. Now, that's actually now playing through my earphones. So you can't hear the radio playing the station, but I can hear it from my headphones. But I'm still going to get it if I press the time. So the top row on the right-hand side, number fifth from the left
button. It is 12:24. I'm still getting battery
the
level.
Radio talking to me, even though I've got the actual radio playing on my earphones. If I take the earphones out,
disconnect the earphone.
That's the radio that was playing from my earphones. If you want more information on the radio, please contact the Vision Australia store at Vision Australia, 1300 847 466, Vision Store at visionaustralia.org, or shop.visionaustralia.org. Now I'm going to turn it off by just pressing that on-off button once.
Power
this off. Little button by itself, and now it's off. But keep in mind, you can still use quite a few functions when the radio is off, particularly the time.
It is 12:25.
Okay, which works quite nicely. Anyway, that will do me for this bit of an introduction to the Zengene accessible AM/FM, and in brackets auxiliary mode function, sold by Vision Australia. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.